Okay, so learning outcome 1.1, what you need to know. For the first thing is, what is a resource? So a definition of a resource is, this is anything that can be used in order to meet our needs or achieve our goals. They include materials, goods, people, knowledge, money, and time. So that's what your definition of a resource is. Anything that we can use in order to meet our needs or achieve our goals. And there's different types of resources, and they include materials, goods, people, knowledge, money, or time. Now, there's five types of resources that you need to know. The first one is physical or capital resource. And a definition of that is, these are goods made by people. So these physical resources, they're made by people, and they allow people to meet their day-to-day needs. So, for example, buildings, vehicles, and computers. So they're physical, you can see. Natural resources then, number two, is your second resource. And a definition then, these are resources provided by nature. For example, land and water. Your third one, financial resources. These include all types and sources of money available. So this is a very important life skill of how to manage your resources, your financial resources, to make sure you have money for things that you actually need. An example of financial resources would be employment, income, benefits, and savings. Human resource then, so definition, this refers to skills, abilities, experience, and people available to help you. So anything to do with human. And the ability to read, write, to solve problems, family, friends, teachers, coaches. And the last one then, time resource then. So this is a valuable resource. You can't buy, make, or earn more time. There's 24 hours in a day, and that's it. You can't get any more. So there are your five types of resources: physical, natural, financial, human, and timed. Needs and wants then. So you need to know what is the definition of needs and a definition of wants. So needs, this is something we can't live without. So you have to have it. It's essential for survival. So, for example, food, water. Some needs are essential at every stage of our lives, and some change as we get older. Wants then, so definition, this is something that we would like to have, but it's not essential. For example, we might like to have the latest phone. The list of wants can be endless, so they can go on and on and on. And this results in choices that we have to make. So with our wants, we need to decide which ones are more important and which ones to buy. And making use of our financial resources. So with our financial resources, it's important that we learn how to buy things that we need from the money we have. And we need to prioritize our spending. That is, spending on our most essential items first. So money, definition of money, this is anything of value that is accepted by people in exchange for something you want. And anytime we buy something, there are two costs. So when we're buying something, there's a financial cost and there's an opportunity cost. The financial cost, this is the price of the good that we have chosen to buy. So the money, so the price on the product or service. And the opportunity cost, this is when we have to make a choice. The item that we don't select is the opportunity cost. So this is when we decide to buy one particular product, then we give up the chance or the opportunity of buying another product. So for example, if there's two products, you go into a shop to buy maybe a t-shirt and a pair of jeans, you buy the t-shirt, the opportunity cost is the jeans. So it's the item that you gave up that you didn't want to buy. So there are the main notes for learning outcome 1.1.